It's called Many Voices, One Community. The project aims to educate county leaders on how they can build relationships among Hispanic immigrants and local residents. Wilda Nielsestoon is the executive director of the Council of Rural Initiatives, a nonprofit group that funded the project.
There's a lot of diversity in rural communities that hasn't experienced diversity in more than 100 years, 150 years. Obviously, there are social implications. The history of immigration in this country has always included challenges for the newcomers. There's obvious language differences. And so the kinds of tensions that can be created can be alleviated with just proper education.
Many Voices, One Community will try to get people out of their comfort zone and mingle with others of all backgrounds through community festivals and events in the coming months. Lori Miller is among those taking part. She's the WIC program director for Pepin and Buffalo County. Miller says they're organizing a potluck as one way to bring everyone together.
Everyone loves food. It's a real easy way to make connections and share with people when you've got, you know, a dish of food in your hand. And it would be a little cross-cultural education.
Project leaders are also planning a trip this summer to the Mexican consulate in St. Paul to educate local residents about immigration laws. The Council of Rural Initiatives hopes to expand the project to other counties with large and growing immigrant populations. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.